Welcome to a special bonus episode of The Aggressive Life. We're just a few days out from America's most complicated holiday, Father's Day. I first learned how complicated it was when doing ministry with junior high kids in Pittsburgh. I had a breakdancing team. I would take these kids to high school proms to breakdance as the entertainment. It's kind of fun. Did you know about this?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was really, really cool. And that was when breakdancing was really cool. Just beginning, parachute pants, the whole thing. I even had parachute pants. It's basically their promoter taking them around. And it really opened my eyes when I loaded them in the van and it was Father's Day. And I said, hey guys, which guys get your dads for fathers? And it was silence in the van. Like no one talked. I realized, oh, sheesh, these kids don't have dads. They left them where they have no relationship with them. They're living with their mother or something like that. And it was like, oh, gosh, you know, not everyone has my simple life of, you know, my mom and dad being together, still together today. So Father's Day can bring a lot of emotions to us because it conjures up things that may not be great, and it also brings emotions of unbelievable gratitude if you actually have a dad. If you didn't have a great father or any father, I'm betting there is an influential man somewhere in your past, a teacher, a coach, a pastor, young life leader, an uncle, or a Boy Scout troop leader. Whoever he is, Father's Day can also be his day because fathers come in all shapes and sizes, and they need to be encouraged, and they've blessed us in some way, shape, or form. Today's bonus is a crossover episode also airing on the Audio Articles podcast. It's a supplement to the vast library of written content at Crossroads, the church I helped found and still lead. Audio Articles is a weekly podcast turns original written articles into audio content. It's an easy way to ingest the wisdom and perspective of other aggressive people. If you like what you hear, check out Audio Articles whenever you listen to podcasts and wherever you listen to podcasts. For now, let's jump into my audio article, The Five Marks of a Father.
Welcome to Audio Articles. My name is Chris, and I am the editor of articles at Crossroads Church. I get to lead a team of writers who create original articles designed to help, encourage, and push our readers' lives forward. We take our favorite ones and we turn them into audio versions, you know, for the people who hate to read. I get it. Me too sometimes. Hey guys, today, founding and senior pastor of Crossroads, Brian Tome, will be reading his original article, The Five Marks of a Father. We are just a few days out from Father's Day, and it's a day that brings up a lot of mixed emotions for people. In this article, Brian shares another way to look at what it means to be fathered and offers wisdom on how to make the day count. Let's go.
Five Marks of a Father by me, Brian Tome. Sunday is America's most complicated holiday. The way you feel about Father's Day is directly tied to the man that comes to mind when you hear the word dad. For some of us, it's just another Sunday because our father figure was absent. For others, it's complicated because the dad we experienced didn't give us much to celebrate. He may have even been abusive, demanding, or distant. Still others will celebrate a good man knowing just how rare a blessing that is. No matter the baggage you carry, and we all do, from the man you know or didn't know as dad, Sunday can be a special day. It can be a time to give attention and gratitude to a man worth celebrating, be he a biological father, a stepfather, or a father figure. A few years ago, I wrote a book called The Five Marks of a Man. It resonated with men from all walks of life who were ready to leave boyhood behind. So much so, we released a repackaged edition and tactical guide last year and have a 60-day devotional coming this winter. While it wasn't written specifically for fathers, I find that the five marks are just as relevant when applied to that role. So as you read through the marks, I challenge you to think of a man who has embodied at least one of them in your life. No matter his biology, he has been a father figure to you. This Father's Day, make the choice to celebrate him. Give him a call. Send him a text. Buy him a beer. Let him know how his fathering has impacted you. Here we go. One, fathers have vision. A father sees the potential in us that we have a hard time recognizing in ourselves. Proverbs 22:6 tells parents to, quote, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows older, he will not depart from it. You have to have vision to see what a child can be, and you have to have vision to paint a picture of the future and work towards it. Dads push us to move, to take the risk. They encourage us, believe in us, and pick us up when we fall. I'll just add this that wasn't in the original article, but I'll just add a little bonus here to the bonus. That Proverbs 22:6 often gets talked about as if it is just morally train your child up. I believe that's involved there, but I believe the main thing is a dad or a parent noticing the aptitudes of a child and saying, you'd be really good to do that. I noticed my daughter had amazing leadership and told her that. I noticed my son had great ability to deal with construction, and he kind of does that today. You know, when you find what your kid naturally does well, try to point them in that direction, because they'll have a more fulfilling life and make a lot more money. The Bible says if you do what you do well, you will serve before kings. 2, fathers take a minority position. Fathers are teachers, and we need teaching to do things that don't naturally come to us. The majority will naturally do what's easiest. And if you want to do what is unnatural and difficult, get ready to be in the minority. My dad would never cut in line, even for good reasons or when invited to stand beside a friend. He's modeled what I still do today. Bonus episode on this point too. When it comes to disciplining your kids, get ready to be in the minority, because people don't want to discipline their kids, whatever their mode of discipline is. You're going to be in the minority if you have a high standard for your kids. Kids rise to the level of your expectations. And by the way, if you're a father, or if your dad is 50 and you're 30, still the way you interact with him is probably going to be in the minority, because very few people have those tight bonds. 3, fathers are team players. Because the father views themselves as a part of a team, they willingly invite others to join them. They take the time to teach a trade or skill to their children and make investments of time and effort to help the next generation succeed. The best dads I know are a healthy part of multiple teams, especially a band of brothers that he calls friends. My friends have helped me to see things in myself that have helped me to be a better dad. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul in thinking that you don't need to spend time with friends for restoration, support, and enlightenment. You do. 4, fathers are protectors. In George Floyd's final moments of life, he asked his mom for help. That broke my heart on multiple levels. Not just because this was a man who was horribly choked out way, way too soon and was unnecessarily, but it broke my heart that he called out only for his mom because he didn't have a father figure to cry out to. A father protects those around him, physically, financially, emotionally, and relationally. He puts himself on the line to ensure others are cared for, that they're safe, and that they're honored. A father stands up for those who are ignored, forgotten, mistreated, and they teach others to do the same. 5, fathers work. Fathers are afraid to work in order to provide for others. That includes an occupation. But it also goes beyond that. A father will give his sweat equity to push you forward. If it means helping you move apartments or getting you to that job interview on time, many parents think they get to stamp out when the kid turns 18, graduates from college, or enlists in the military. Not true. Everyone wants someone to work for them. Everyone wants to be well-led regardless of age. My kids are in their 20s. And they still need the right word from dad at the right time. They still need me to organize family fun. They still need me and want me to be a financial backstop. My work hasn't ended over the years. It's just merely shifted. And that's okay, because fathers work. If you had a man stand in any of these roles in your life, you have been fathered. In the midst of our world, it has never been more important to excel at the role of dad. The time has never been more ripe to celebrate the men who are doing their best to get it right. Happy Father's Day.
If you like this article, find lots more at crossroads.net/articles. We have hundreds of articles covering topics like parenting, football, dating, sex, current events, work, angels and demons, everything you could possibly think of, and so much more. Love it, hate it, or have an idea for an article, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at articles@crossroads.net. Come back here regularly and make sure to subscribe so you know when the next episode drops. Give us a rating and review. It really helps introduce other people to the show. We will see you next time.